Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dallas Mavericks chased history in 2024. While they lost the NBA title to the Boston Celtics in 5 games, the Mavs made it to the finals by pummeling the Western Conference. Luka Doncic averaged nearly 29 points per game in the playoffs. Here's Mavs general manager Nico Harrison.
We're not where we're at without Luka. I think that's important to point out. And we also won't be able to get where we want to go without the best version of Luka. And if you look at a guy who had, you know, after game 3, had the world on his neck, you know, the scrutiny, which was crazy, the amount of scrutiny that he had to face, and for him to focus in and do what he did in game 4, I just think it just shows the character of him and is willing to fight through adversity. And I think he's going to continue to get better. He's 25 years old.
Spurs big man Victor Wembanyama was unanimously named NBA Rookie of the Year for the 23-24 season. Wemby is the first French player to win the award. Two other Spurs, David Robinson and Tim Duncan, had won Rookie of the Year previously. In baseball, the Houston Astros were Texas's big league team this year. The Astros made it to the MLB playoff wild card round. They were knocked out by the Detroit Tigers. Texas's best baseball team may have been the Little Leaguers from Bernie. They not only made it to the Little League World Series, they made a run, finishing in fourth place after getting knocked out of the tournament by Venezuela. The kids from Bernie lost in the U.S. finals to Florida.
At the end of the day, it is crazy that I am in the conversation of greatest of all athletes, because I just still think I'm Simone Biles from Spring, Texas, that loves to flip.
That's Simone Biles, and what a Summer Olympics for her. She won 3 gold medals and 1 silver. Meanwhile, in Paris this year, the United States won 126 medals, 40 gold. But if Texas was its own country in the Olympics, it would have finished 6th in the medal count. Texas won 43 medals and 20 gold. The University of Texas won 16 medals, which would have put them 16th in the medal count above Sweden. 2024 has been a tough season for the Dallas Cowboys. In November, Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott was knocked out for the season during a Cowboys Week 9 loss to the Atlanta Falcons. Prescott had season-ending hamstring surgery. He hopes to be ready again for the off-season workouts. In college football, 2024 meant what's old is what's new again. The University of Texas and Texas A&M renewed their rivalry as SEC opponents for the first time since 2011. Texas won the game 17-7. Quintravion Wisner ran for nearly 200 yards in the game. Here's Steve Sarkisian and Mike Elk.
They drove us through all of their fans, and it was probably the best thing they could have ever done, quite frankly, because at that moment, it alerted us to what we had to do, and the biggest thing we had to do was stay tight together, stick together. And that's something that our guys are comfortable doing because of our culture. And in the end, when you accomplish something like that, everybody was just happy for the team.
You know, I continue to say that this place is special and this atmosphere is special, and what we need to do is find a way to build a team that matches that, and we're going to continue to work to do that.
From the 24-Hour News Center, Sam Schachter, News Radio 1080, KRLD.